in every lifetime. Comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young one, darling, you're the young one. The young one.
Shouldn't be afraid
to live love. There's a song to be sung. Cause we may not be the young ones. Cause we may not be the young ones. Cause we may not.
Shame about Cliff Richard.
What about him?
What?
What about Cliff Richard?
You're trying to be funny.
No.
Because if you are, I think it's in pretty poor taste, that's all. I'm not the fridge, you know.
Weird, eh? I better get back to the lentil casserole before I get disorientated. This will soon be over for you lentils. Oh, wow! This is really amazingly hot! Table quickly. No room at all, huh? Heavy. I'll never get it back to the cooker in time now. I'm just gonna have to. Ow! Oh no. Bad karma. Again. Guys, there's some dinner on the floor if you want it. If you don't like that, it'd also be cool, because, I mean, I only spent all day cooking it, right? And, like, I was the one who got it together to put the lentils on to soak last night, but maybe we should just get a cat, right, and give it to the cat, because it's obvious none of you can be, but... Guys, I think it'd be cool if I just died, right? Well, what, Rick?
Have you decided to apologise for what you said about Cliff Richard?
I didn't say anything about Cliff Richard, Rick. I wasn't even...
Look, I don't want to discuss it, OK? I wouldn't even discuss the colour of orange juice with you, Neil. But I've written a poem and I think perhaps it might help you.
It's orange, Rick. And look, I don't want to depress you or anything, but like you're standing in a huge mound of lentil candy.
Oh, Cliff! Sometimes it must be difficult not to feel as if you really are a cliff when fascists keep trying to push you over it. Are they the lemmings, or are you Cliff? Or are you Cliff?
That was really pretty bad, Rick.
Bad for society when the kids start to get into it.
I'm going to kill myself now.
Pretty angry stuff, right? Let them try and ignore that, right? Those clever fans in the army and the police and the government, if they can.
I see things much more clearly now. Bye, Rick.
Yes, goodbye.
I'll probably come back as a lentil.
I might even get put in prison and have water dripped on my head. I might even get a personal message from Cliff.
Oh, wow. This is the end, man. Doesn't anybody ever suss out cleaning this oven except me? Oh, this is so dirty, man. Uncool. I bet you could look inside all the dirty ovens in the world, right? And you'd, even the ones at the bottom of swamps, and you wouldn't find one as dirty as this one.
Neil! Why don't you listen to me, Neil? Why don't you listen to me? Find me boring or something? Look, that's a saucer. That's boring. Look. anything at all, is it, Neil? Neil! I will not be associated with saucers!
Hi, guys. 6:15, enter Mike, the cool person, for his dinner. Stove's across the floor. Hi, Neil, he says, looking good and already warming up. Is that supper?
No, no, that's supper over there.
Why are you smashing up saucers, Rick? Your prints on them. I know just how you feel, man, you dig? Sometimes saucers used to make me pretty angry, too. Yeah, there's a lot of heads buried at the bottom of the garden because of a saucer in the works.
I suppose you think it's pretty weird, don't you, Mike? Well, you'd be right. Because that's the kind of guy I am, right? Weird. Which is why I go over people's heads. A bit like an aeroplane. You think I'm an aeroplane, don't you, Mike? Well, I'm not.
I don't think you're an aeroplane, Rick.
Sycophant!
Guys, I really think we ought to get it together, maybe to eat something, huh?
Eaten any good books lately?
Tons! Best I can manage these days is to stuff down a few pages of The Guardian before I'm ripped out.
I managed to nibble away at a few lines of Hippolytus the other day at number 32.
Lucky you! Euripides is my dream poet. Mm? Everyone is only a woman. Like the choral ode is a man.
Wonderful. This should raise a dry smile, then. Knock, knock.
Oh, how wonderful! Who's there?
Euripides.
Euripides who?
Euripides trousers. Humanities trousers. Good ear.
Ah, a mat!
Man. My grandfather made that guitar entirely out of matchsticks on his deathbed.
I hate rats, okay?
It's what he would have wanted.
Look, guys, I'm sorry the meal got a bit uncool, like floor-wise, but it's all right because I've probably got the dirtiest bit.
Okay, guys, don't do anything unusual. Did a guy with a lisp phone?
No one phoned you, Mike. Well, we haven't got a telephone.
Yeah. I know, but did a guy with a lisp phone?
No, he didn't.
Did he say anything about the bananas?
No.
I thought you said he didn't phone. He didn't. Okay, that's good. But he could have been very bad. Anyway, forget you ever even heard the name.
What name?
Hey, you're learning. That's good.
I've got an uncle called Dusty.
Neil, are these lentils South African?
Well,
you bastard! You complete and utter bastard! Why don't you just go out and become a policeman? Become a policeman! There's no difference, you know. Ow! There's no difference, you know. You think there is, but there isn't. I suppose you hate gay people too.
Listen, just don't bring me down again, all right, Rick?
Okay, where's my Bible? Where is my Bible?
Here, here's mine.
This is my Bible.
Well, I just saw it lying on your desk. I thought you didn't want it anymore.
But look, I think it's half empty.
Well, it was just lying there, Rick. What's a guy supposed to think?
Neil, what are you doing, Neil? To make a meal, Neil.
The meal.
From totalitarian vegetables. How much does it cost, Neil?
Well, actually, it's about £4.50 each.
£4.50? I'm not paying you money to eat black men. I can become a pig and do that for free.
Right, Tom.
Neil, when I eat a meal worth £4.50, I'm not paying for it. You got me.
Yeah, okay, right. Like, house meeting, okay? Yeah. I know £4.50 is, right, a hell of a lot of bread to lay out just for a lentil casserole, but I did a lot, right? And it struck me that, like, considering what I'm going to do tonight, I should do, like, 13 portions.
30? What are you doing, starting a football team?
No, killing myself. This is my last supper, right? I finished building my gallows, and it's totally far out. You should see it, Rick. Like, when the trap door opens and I, like, die, it lights joysticks and plays Rock Around the Clock. It's totally amazing.
Oh, Farland! Really great! Woods! Stop!
Why don't you sit in the supper, man? Yeah.
Vivian, you might have washed your hands. I've been down the morgue.
Oh, fine, yeah, great. Let's talk about death. I mean, don't consider my feelings tonight or anything, will you?
Telling that Boris from my course, you know?
None of you ever give the slightest consideration to a word I say.
That's because you're very boring.
Oh, and I suppose you think ideas like peace and freedom and equality are boring, too.
Yes, they are.
Ha! Fallen into my trap. In that case, why isn't Cliff Richard boring, Clever Travis? Tell me that.
Okay, lads, right, this is it, okay? I'm going now. This is the final moment, okay?
Yeah. I've got a leg.
I mean, Vivian, that's not unusual.
No, no, look. I'm supposed to write an essay on it, right? But I think I'm just going to stick it on the bonnet of my car.
Bye, then.
Okay, Vic, okay, I'll back. No previous. Now, the Scotch egg's another story. There's a nice angle on the wall, straight through it. I like your style. Certainly had me fooled. That's only part of the puzzle. Most days you come through the door. Sometimes you even open it. Today you didn't. Today you suddenly change your routine. Why, eh? You in trouble, Viv? Huh? Are you the final sausage in the fridge? And is someone coming after you with a piece of cling film?
No. We got a letter from the council. Look, nobody's fed my answer, have they?
I'll see you on the other side, okay, lads? That's really it. I'm going, okay?
Yeah, yeah, see you, Neil.
Yeah, bye, Neil.
Yeah, and you can forget about the bread, okay, man?
Hey, listen, it's just like going to sleep, okay?
But I'm an insomniac, Mike.
So what are you worried about?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Look, nobody's been special patrol group, have they?
Listen, Bill, this letter. You thought it wasn't a packing case? Or maybe a tea chest with Zurich stamped on?
No, a letter!
I think Special Patrol Vib is a stupid name for a hamster.
Okay, I'll change it then. Hello, Cliff Richard.
Oh, thanks a lot, Vivian. You know I'm a vegetarian.
I really think you ought to feed that hamster more often.
Look, I don't want to spoil him, okay?
He looks like Tesco's when the beans are reduced.
He looks well on me, don't he?
Oh, I got mother a curry.
Our special patrol group.
What's poor about him?
It'll take 10 weeks to start another one.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Well, let's put the wind up by a third.
I really screwed that up, didn't I? I should think I'd look pretty stupid if anyone was watching.
Look at that. Should have had a shorter rope.
You could have done with being a bit shorter.
What that lad needs is a good hard...
I never knew there was so much in it. Hey, Vivian, I don't want to get specific or anything, but if you knock that wall down, this house is going to collapse. And like there's my duvet and my passport collection.
We got a letter from the council!
Yeah, what letter? Clarity, Vivian, elucidate.
Hello, everybody! Hello, Mike, my little Thunderbird puppet! Thunderbirds are go, yeah? Come on, let's feast again! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Let's feast again! Like we didn't do in Moscow, because I've never been there, of course, you know, I am an English person. Hi, I am crazy, wacky landlord. You know, I like very much your English punk rock stars, you know? Your Lulu, your Dave Clark, five? Oh, yes! I think they are FAB, that's English for stupid, yeah? Okay, fantastic! Hey, Mikey, look, here, I have some Coca-Cola, yes? We have party, yes? Okay, let's dance, let's do the fog, yes? You know, I am liking very much your Harold Macmillan. Thanks to him, I am never having it, you know.
Mr. Velocity, we have residence rights, you know. You're supposed to knock.
Listen, don't you think it's a nice house here? It's good house, it's clean house, Michael Caine and Twiggy, yes. So maybe sometime you would like to pay me some rent. Then we go down milk bar for soda pop. You shovel, yes?
Listen, Jersey.
Jeremy, actually.
Jeremy, listen, if you're worried about the rent, I've got that sussed. Gentlemen, house meeting in the hall. 2 seconds, be there.
Hey, I think you're a nice, good, democratic boy, yes? I hope when you marry a Scottish person like Lulu, yes? Because I'm also Scottish, you know. I'm not really foreign, you know. I just do it to appear more sophisticated. I mean, nobody'd buy Evian water if it was called Blackburn water, would they? Nobody'd wear kicker boots if they were made in Scunthorpe. ABBA, ABBA, Swedish. I knew them when they were a Lancashire club dancing trio. Becky, Boris and Angela. Solzhenitsyn, Solzhenitsyn, a former pipe fitter welder from Allergates. Back to the acting.
Okay, Jersey.
Yes?
About the rent.
Yes?
Oh, I nearly forgot. These two men wanted to see you.
Two men, Morecambe and Wise, yes? Funny comedians with the wigs and the buckets of water, yes?
No. They said they were with the Moscow Dynamos, ice hockey squad. Eh? I told them I never heard of you. Said I'd never seen you before.
Okay, yes. I say it's good joke, yes? It's earthy English humour, yes? Like seaside postcard from Leicester, yes?
Yeah, yes. So we'll forget about the rent. We'll pay you another time. Is that cool?
Yes, that's absolutely icebox, yes.
See you later, Claude Anglia.
I hate him.
Do you think he really is British?
Well, he knows a lot about the Mersey Sound.
Shut up! I'm trying to stir my coffee.
Look, listen. We got a letter from the council. They're going to demolish the house tomorrow.
Well, I was going to turn it into an entertainment complex. This room's a roller disco. Hey, I'm depressed. It's 9 below 0.
He's blubbing right, you know.
Can they, i.e. the council, destroy the house of Mike?
Listen, Michael, there's no need to worry. I've got a plan. We've reached just thwarted them. I've got no sugar.
Oh, well, a wet bum. Just one borrow.
Hey, hey, now we're in the same supermarket and we're not buying peas.
Look, you're agreed the council must be thwarted, right?
Hey, does this face empty knickers?
That I don't know. But when the council come to demolish the house tomorrow, Michael, they're going to find it already demolished from within.
Okay, step back, recoil, go previous. I want to study the angles, and hey, I'm not talking about fishing. Give me the letter.
The letter, yeah. My pleasure.
Jesus Christ, this isn't our house.
Well, whose is it then?
Somebody else's.
Look, look, when they get back, tell them I'm incredibly sorry.
Woods and the darkness and the howling wind. Will the snows never cease? They seem to reach back forever.
They began the night Uncle Volga died, and the night we heard the shoot.
If only we were deaf. Do you remember that this very room was filled with light and laughter and young people? How we laughed. Ah, ah. E.
Of the food which are there, or have we just forgotten?
It was sort of crunchy. The woods and the darkness and the howling wind. Will the snouts never cease? They seem to reach back forever.
Could you be quiet, please? I'm trying to watch my favorite program. Will you stop it, Vivian?
Listen, if we don't smash the house up, the council are going to demolish it tomorrow.
He's right, you know. They're going to knock the house down tomorrow.
That's all very well. But finally, after years of stagnation, the TV people have woken up to the need for locally based minority programs. Made by amateurs. And perhaps of interest to only two or three people. It's important, right? It's now. And I want to watch.
Nice one, Vivian.
I thought you were dead.
Well, that's no reason to hassle me on the toilet.
You're going to knock the house down.
And now let's fix an action here on two with a new program for young adults. Nose in, around.
Hi, my name's Baz, and me and my mates thought the TV just wasn't now, right? I expect, like us, you're not into all that stuff your old man's into, right? So, we just thought we'd have a program for us, right? And this is it, nosing around. Yeah, N-O-Z. Z for that. It's a program for young adults, made by young adults, and concentrating on all the subjects that young adults are interested in, like unemployment.
Maggie!
Hey! Yeah! Really great! And now I'm going to be looking at what it's like to be a young unemployed adult, because more young adults are becoming unemployed on account of the fact that they can't find work. Basically, the problem is this. If you haven't got a job, then you're out of work. And that means only one thing. Unemployment.
Yeah, got you back. All right, yeah. So, thanks a lot, Maggie. Worth listening to. After all, it's our world too, kid. Right. Right.
Really great. Hi. Well, I'm standing up here on this scaffolding because that's what this program is all about. Shock. Yeah. Right.
right. Okay.
Thanks a lot there, Maggie. Right, but now it's time to have a bit of a natter with our very special guest, Roland Percival, whose career is officer at East London Police. Get him down.
Right down, thank you.
Roland.
Bez?
Roland, a lot of my mates say to me, oh, Bez, what is the point? What would you say to them?
But surely, Bez, your mates must realise that there definitely is a point.
So, a real message of hope and good cheer there from Roland, a really ace guy. Drop in and see him for a chat at the poly.
But that doesn't mean I want you to seduce my parrot.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, if you're on the dole, go and see Roland.
Oh, I should stress that you do have to have a degree.
Okay, thanks a lot there, Roll. But now it's the part of the program where you, the viewers, get a chance to put your ideas and opinions. New concept, right? Our world too. So, here we go with Street Level.
I'm 16, I'm old enough to marry and have children, but I can't drink in pubs. When will the government wake up and realise that young adults are mature and responsible people?
I'm 16, right? I can join the army, the air force and the navy. But I can't drink in pubs. When will the government, right, realise that young adults have a valid contribution to give to society?
A lot of people say that young adults are violent, right? But how would you feel if you were old enough to have intercourse with a partner of your choice, and yet you could not drink in pubs?
There you go. That's the problem. What do you do of an evening if you're a young adult and can't go drinking in pubs? Now, what
I think is that if the kids are united, we will never be divided.
Did you see that? Did you? The voice of youth. They're still wearing flared trousers! Why are you driving a poetry, you hippies?
Rick, the council are going to knock the earth down tomorrow.
Yes. So you keep saying, but they'll never do it. This is a student residence, a seat of learning.
The council have okayed it, babes, okay?
Oh, right on! Right on! Typical! Human beings are the last consideration. Take a street, any street, an English street, filled with life and hope and poetry.
Not the old street, just us. It says we're a health hazard.
But I live in the laundrette.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay. Because the letter is signed T. Smith Miss. See? Do you see T. Smith?
Yeah.
I even believe it's perfume. Dust off the duvet, lads. I'll handle this.
I'll handle this.
I can't handle this. When they come, I'm going to hide in the wall cavity and pretend to be thermal insulation. And then when they knock the wall down, boom, shanker.
Last positive action. Hey, Rick, man, what are you doing with my crucifix, man?
Testing.
Yeah, look, I really think I should lay this one on you, man. That's a really negative way to kill yourself, you know. Like, I've tried it hundreds of times. There's no way you can hammer in the last nail. I'm being hassled in the street by a chick.
Stop making him paranoid, you slag!
Maybe just once I'd like to keep the lentils off the floor.
So who turns on your bulb in the wee small hours?
I'm sorry?
If the world's an egg, border collie, this kid's the lion stamped on the sign.
Thank you. Now, what I really need is your rent book.
You know the French for duvet? I'm talking about 100% cotton. I'd like to find your duck down stuck to the soap.
That's enough. Now, what I really
open mouth surgery? Feel my scalpel. You ever done it on a beanbag? Maybe I'll do it inside beanbags. All right.
Don't worry, lads. These bastards aren't going away like this.
Come on, man. You've been doing me a favor.
I'm fine, Tom!
Wow, I really hope we don't have a crash.
Me too.
But they say it's safer than crossing the road.
Yes, but we have to do that too.
Best not to think about it.
Every life.